That's very nice right there. Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. To play football in college, you have to be crazy good. To play D1 football at a school like Auburn University, you have to be exceptional. Number 9, Auburn, is playing number 16, Minnesota, in the Outback Bowl. And joining us is St. Viator's own from the Auburn Tigers football team. It's Sal Canella. It's great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
You too. Thank you for having me.
Did I introduce you correctly?
Yes,
St. Viator's own?
St. Viator's own, no
right.
doubt.
That's
yes,
nice.
Sir.
When did you graduate from Viator?
2015.
Did you play wide receiver in high school?
Yeah, I played wide receiver and tight end, but I only played my freshman, sophomore, senior year. I didn't play my junior year.
Why?
I was focusing on the basketball route. That was really my main passion back then.
You are a big guy.
I know.
I am so jealous because I want to be 6'5 and be able to dunk.
Hey, you can work for it. Hey, you train hard enough. I think you can do it.
So you thought, what do you tell your dad? You know, I'm going to quit football. I'm just going to focus on basketball. What did he say? By the way, your father's in the room,
yeah.
So watch what you say.
So, I mean, when I told him, like, he knew that was really my passion right then there in that time. And he was supportive, but he just wanted to make sure that it's something I knew, like, I was going to go through with. And if I was going to do it, I was going to be about it 100%.
Okay.
You know, so.
So you go back senior year.
Go back senior year, had a solid year, and I kind of fell in love with it and really chose football as what I was going to do after high school as a business decision, really. Because, you know, in Chicago basketball, it's real tough to make it. I mean, just being a 6'6 power forward, that's really undersized if you're being honest with yourself.
Right.
So going the football route and being, you know, a 6'6 tight end wide receiver that's super athletic, you know, it's more rare in football. So.
I think your brother just rolled his eyes because he referred to yourself as super athletic. Is that right? I think so. He's laughing over there. So how do you end up at Auburn?
Okay, so, I mean, it's a crazy story. So,
by the way, we love telling Chicago stories, and you're a great Chicago story. That's why we have you on the air. You're home for the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So it basically started, I had no offers coming out of high school, and I didn't really know what to do. And my brother, he went to junior college for baseball.
Okay.
So he gave me the idea, hey, you need to email some junior colleges and, you know, try to get in somewhere throughout the country. So I'm like, all right. So I emailed every single junior college in the country, and I ended up getting two responses. And one was Pima Community College in Arizona and Scottsdale Community College in Arizona.
You get two responses?
Two responses.
You're kidding.
But I emailed, like, not just, like, before this, I emailed every single D1, D2, D3,
right.
And, like, no interest.
How depressed are you at this point?
It was heartbreaking because that's my life, you know? Like,
sure.
As an athlete, like, you're at it all day, every day, and, like, I knew that's what I wanted to do from the jump. So it was just, like, heartbreaking. But at the same time, like, I knew deep down, like, I knew what I was destined for, and I knew, like, where I wanted to be. So I would email every school, and I got those two responses. We flew out to Pima and to visit the school, and when I was there for like one day, I just knew, like, deep down, like, I can't go here. And when I was there, like, I didn't have much communication with the Scottsdale school, so I emailed them while I was there at the Pima and said, hey, I'm in Arizona, like, we'll drive down there and come check out the school.
Okay.
And the coach was like, yeah, come down tomorrow, like, I'd love to see you. So me and my dad go there, and the coach basically tells me, hey, like, we don't have any scholarships, like, we have a spot for you on the team, but you're going to have to, like, work for everything you get. So I said, that's my only option, let's go do it. A week after high school, we drove 24 hours down to Scottsdale with my truck and moved
this
in.
This is a movie. Yeah. You know that,
yeah,
right?
No,
this
crazy.
Is a made-for-TV movie,
no
at
doubt.
Least.
I'm
yeah,
telling you.
You should write a screenplay.
Hey, I'm telling you. You can make something out of this.
Right.
And we get down there, and the only real thing we had going was the coach just gave us an apartment complex, and he goes, hey, like, you know, you're gonna have, here's your roommates. We had like four roommates at the time.
Okay.
And a two bedroom. So, and it was just like basically the whole team stayed in these two apartment complexes, because my junior college was a real junior college. It's not like the ones in Last Chance U where they got the scholarships and the meal plans and
yep.
the dorms. No, it's none of that. It's real, just, you know, you're out there, you go get a job, and like, handle it how you handle it.
And
so.
Football is on the side. You gotta pay for school. You gotta
pay for school, pay for rent. So I had to get a job right when I got out there, and you know, everything was going solid. You know, I was training, going hard. I was, you know, making plays. But towards the start of the year, I knew I really wasn't gonna play that much, just because how junior college works, they favor the second year guys a lot, just because that's their last year to get out.
Right, right.
And so basically, I ended up, you know, my friend told me about gray shirting. And, you know, people know of red shirting. That's a popular thing in college where you sit out a year. But gray shirting is you're a part-time student And so that means it doesn't count as a year towards your school. So it doesn't start your 4-year clock. So I gray shirted, took 9 credits, just practiced with the team, and I still had four
what?
Years. Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, yeah. So I credit my friend Dion for telling me about this because he tried to do it, but he enrolled in 12 credits already and he messed it up. So he told me about it. So I said, okay. I went to the coaches, told them I was going to gray shirt.
Doing this all on your own?
All on my own, yeah.
You're pretty mature for a freshman in college.
I had to, though. I was, 18, 19?
Right.
Like, I was on my own out there. So I gray shirted that whole year. I grinded. I would make cut-ups on my phone and in the iMovie and make film, cut-up film, send it out to every school. And I'd keep doing that. I would get a few responses like, hey, we want to see what you do in a game. Because I almost got a few offers, but they want to see game film, of course.
Right.
So after that year, spring ball came around, and that was like the big time in junior college. A lot of schools come, watch spring practice, and I had got it around that time. We practiced on Thursday, Friday, Saturday for 15 practices. And at that time, I started working at the local nightclub down the street. It was like a 10-minute walk. We walked
around
the street.
Gotta have a job. You're paying for school.
Right, exactly. So I was
might as well work at a bar.
Exactly. So I was a bouncer.
I like that.
And I would work from 9 to like 3:30 in the morning. And we would practice at 6 a.m. because in Arizona, it gets so hot
right.
that you got practice in the morning.
Sure.
And so I'd get, an hour, maybe an hour, 2 hours of sleep. And spring ball was the grind, and I ended up getting like 14 offers just off my spring ball film.
You're kidding.
Yeah, just spring ball film. And at that point, like, I was a qualifier out of high school, my grades were good, I was able to go transfer anywhere I wanted to at that point. But the schools I had offers from, they were Division I schools, lower mid-majors, but I knew I wanted to go big. Like, I knew what talent I had, and I knew I wanted to play at the highest level, like, to get the best chance to play in the NFL.
Right.
So that's where, it was kind of tough, with me and my parents kind of deciding, where I wanted to go, if I wanted to go back to junior college and risk it, or, hey, go just choose one of these schools. You have a full ride, go do that. But deep down, I knew I wanted to come back. So I came back to the junior college, played one season, first team All-American, first number one junior college tight end coming out.
Wow.
Had, another, 14 offers, and, ended up choosing Auburn.
Man. That is an unbelievable story.
But it doesn't really
stop. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I know it doesn't, but I got to take a commercial break.
Right, go ahead.
I am riveted here.
Yeah, no.
Somebody needs to write a screenplay about your life.
Right, we could do it.
I mean,
I'm all for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So were you 6'5 when you graduated from high school?
Yeah, I was about 6'5, yeah.
Okay.
Solid 6'5.
God, I wish I was 6'5. Sal Canella is here. He plays for Auburn. We got to talk about the bowl game, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
Can people follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, at Sal Nels, S-A-L-N-E-L-L-S.
And you keep it clean, right?
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
I'm sure the school monitors.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well,
just wanted to make
clean
sure.
Regardless.
All right. Quick break. We'll be back with more. It's 720 WGN. In studio with us is Auburn University's own Sal Canella, who just told his story how he started out in junior college and you played 1 year.
One season,
and you get recruited by Auburn.
Yes, sir.
Who'd you turn down?
It came down to Maryland and Texas, University of Texas. So,
are you happy with your decision?
Absolutely. Wouldn't change it for the world, no doubt.
So you come home. You had practice yesterday.
Yeah, yes,
you're
sir.
Practicing for the bowl game on New Year's Day.
Yep.
And are you going to go out? You can't go to the bars. People will see you. You stick out like a sore thumb. You're wearing a white leather coat. You're 6'5".
we come back home and just spend some time with the family. Still got to train and, be ready for the practices when we go to Tampa.
What does coach tell you before you leave?
Just, be smart, make good decisions. Make sure you get your workout in, come back in shape.
What's Mel sound like?
He's a good dude, man. He's one of the more savvy football coaches I've ever been around, and he really knows what he's talking about, and he just that's one person that really just loves to win and he wants to win. That's really all he really cares about, but he also cares about his players too.
I mean, so. Auburn football.
Yeah.
Tell me about the Iron Bowl.
Hey, that is
a must watch for everybody. If
no
you're
doubt.
A college football fan, you're watching it every single year because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, at Auburn, that's really the only game that matters. You can go, oh, and you can have 0 wins and you win the Iron Bowl. No, seriously. You can have 0 wins and you beat Alabama. Everybody's happy in the state because they have bragging rights at their office, wherever they go to work, for 24 hours every day, for the whole year. So at the Walmart, I go to the local Walmart there. They have the game on repeat all day, 24/7.
Really?
Yeah, they got the game on repeat.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much do you hate Alabama?
I mean, they you know, because I'm from the north, so I'm here from Chicago, so I don't really understand. Yeah, I don't really understand it, but they did a good job, you know, teaching me, you know, the history of everything, you know, how serious it really is. So it's bad blood, you know, to say the least.
Well,
it's
bad blood. Tell me about playing in that game. I mean, out of any of the other games, you got to feel the pressure,
right?
And the fans are going to be crazy.
Yeah, no doubt. It's especially after last year when, you know, we had a tough loss to them at their home. You know, we owed them one. I owed them a good one too.
Right.
And you know, we just knew this whole season was solid, but we lost some games that we knew, you know, we should have easily have won, and we knew we were a top team in the country. So it was just kind of just like, you know, let's, you know, go out with a bang. You know, we still got one more, but you know, we had to make sure people knew that we were legit.
That bums me out about college football compared to college basketball, because if a team like yours catches fire at the end of the season, you want to see them in the playoffs.
No doubt.
But there's only four teams.
Hey, no, I've always been the person to say we should expand it.
Why not?
It would only be smart. Hey, it would make everybody more money too. That's what
exactly.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's a smart decision, but you know, I mean, it's out of my
control. The great thing about the tournament, the basketball tournament, is you find a Cinderella team, and you root for the underdog.
No doubt. Yeah. Hey, I mean, I think they should do it. I think it is something that will come in intuition and you know, in some years on, but not in the next, like, 2 years. Probably not, but I'd like to see it.
Who do you think wins this year?
I'm liking LSU.
They look so good.
Yeah. They were real. That's hats off to Joe Burrow and them, because they're a legit team.
Man.
Yeah, they're a legit team, no doubt. That was a tough loss we took to them at their place, but no, that's a legit team, no doubt.
Cover of Sports Illustrated. He's got to worry about the Sports Illustrated jinx, you know?
Hey.
Makes you a little nervous.
Yeah, we'll see, though.
So you're home for the holidays.
Yes, sir.
And what are you going to be doing while you're in Chicago?
I'm going to Bears game tonight, Blackhawks game tomorrow, and then...
Who's getting you tickets?
Because my boys.
What do you mean your boys? I want the boys. Hey, I have to pay for my tickets.
Friends.
I'm on the radio here in Chicago.
I woke up this morning, my boy said, hey, do you want to go to the Bears game? I'm like, yeah, no doubt.
I need boys like that.
Hey, yeah, we can be boys with
when
my boys.
When you leave town, can they be my boys?
Yeah, sure, no doubt. I'll hook you up with them.
All right.
No doubt.
So you're going to the Bear game tonight.
Yes, sir.
And what would it be like if you had a chance to play for the Chicago Bears in your hometown?
Talk about, like, just a dream. I mean, like, you're just a little kid in school thing saying, I want to play in the NFL, I want to play for the Bears. It's that just coming into tuition, you know? It'd just be a dream come true, but at the same time, it wouldn't be really shocking to me because, like, I see myself there, you know, like, 100%. Like, I see myself on the field playing on Sundays, and, you know, that's what I'm working towards.
God, it's all about visualization with you. You see where you're going to be in the future, and you just kind of make it happen.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm at a Tony Robbins seminar right now. Do we have to dance up in the air? You ever see Tony?
Yeah,
he makes everybody dance.
Yeah,
it's a little crazy. Making the NFL, that's a big step.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have to do in the offseason?
So,
I guess you're not really thinking about that. You're thinking about the bowl game coming up.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the bowl game, no doubt, but you got to be realistic with yourself. So after the season, I'll be going out to Arizona and training at Exos for, you know, pro day for this, like, 7-week program. And you just train for pro day. Hopefully you get invited to the combine, but if not, train for the pro day. And then after that, it's kind of just, you know, meet with teams, just go through that whole process and, you know, just be ready for your opportunity once comes the draft.
Now you say train for the pro day. What do you do? Do you have a trainer out there?
Yeah,
how does
it's like
work?
A program. Exos is a facility out there in Arizona, Scottsdale area, and basically they just, you know, it's a 7-week program where you work on, you know, for the 40, for the bench, you know, your agility, then you do position specific stuff too, so it's just kind of like a full program just to get you ready for those specific tests you do at pro day.
What are you benching right now?
I threw up 225 about 15 times at a time,
sure.
So I'm going to keep
225. Yeah. Kind of hurt my shoulder a little bit. I do dumbbells now.
Okay,
I can't. Yeah.
Okay.
How fast can you run the 40?
Last time I ran was a 4.58, so we'll see.
4.58?
Yeah, at 235.
Jeez, man.
At 235.
I hate you.
Hey.
Man. It just drives me. I want to be you.
Hey,
yeah,
on,
that's
we get there.
Who do you root for in the NFL? Are you a Bear fan? Of course.
I am a Bear fan, no doubt.
But right now, you got to, you know, with so many great players in the NFL, who do you like? Who are the ones that stand out?
I'm a big Mike Evans fan. I reached out to him in the summer, actually, and just, you know, just him being a bigger receiver and me being a receiver, too, I just kind of, like, just asked him for just, you know, stuff he worked on when he was in college and what he really focused on and stuff, and he actually reached back to me, and, you know, he just told me, like, he just gave me some advice and stuff, and, you know, I just thanked him for reaching out, so I look up to him for sure.
God, that's great. So you go to the Bear game tonight, one of the Blackhawks?
Monday.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are you doing for Christmas Eve?
We're going to have Christmas Eve at our family's house back in Schaumburg. And then, you know, be with them next 2 days and I have to fly out on the 26th to Tampa.
So you go straight to Tampa from here, and you start practicing until New Year's Day?
Yeah, we practice. The 26th, we won't practice. We'll practice 27th, 28th, 29th. Just do walkthroughs the next 2 days before the game.
So how does that work? I mean, to keep you're in college, so you want to go out and experience life.
Yeah.
So what does the coach tell you? Do you have a curfew?
I mean, when we're in season, I mean, like, we stay at a different hotel on Friday nights, so we stay away from campus and stuff, so just not be distracted or anything. And, you know, I mean, the only time you really get to go do anything is after the game, if it's a home game, if that. And they're all cool with that. I mean, they don't really mind, just as long as you just be smart and, you know, they
and
know
you're
you
disciplined because you want to get to the next level.
And no doubt. I mean, you got to realize where you want to be, and, you know, you can't be doing stuff all the time that will, you know, hurt your body in the long run.
What's a D1 wide receiver eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
I got fast metabolism, so I'm eating all day, every day. So I'm eating the omelets in the morning with the eggs and
just
the
yogurt.
Just
mentioning that food, not gaining 2 pounds.
Hey,
I'm that guy.
See, I need to eat them 3,000 calories to even gain 5 pounds.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it's tough, but.
Wow.
Yeah, so just breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks in between each meal, and then some before bed.
So on New Year's Day, when you score a touchdown, I want you to point to the TV and just kind of mouth, thanks, Pete. Can you do that for me? I know your dad wants a shout out, but I feel like we have a connection now.
Yeah, no.
You're right.
Maybe I'll write down my shirt, pull up the jersey.
Could you do that? I mean, that would be nice.
You could do that.
Sal, thanks for coming in, man.
No doubt.
Love your story. You seem like you got a great family.
No doubt.
Your brother's a little crazy, but you know, yeah, that's nice. After the NFL Combine or whatever you called it, the workout, please come back and tell us your story. You know, where you're at and where you're going to be.
No doubt, absolutely. I would love to do it.
I'm assuming that you're coming back to see your family once a quarter. I would assume.
Yeah, any chance I get, I'm going to come
back. Okay. All right. It's Sal Canella, everybody. Check him out. Number 9, Auburn, taking on number 16, Minnesota, in the Outback Bowl on New Year's Day at noon. It's 720 WGN.